A popular talk show co-host has shared some love for BC's biggest airport on her show. Live with Kelly and Ryan, star Kelly Ripa said Vancouver International Airport, YVR, was snubbed on a list of the world's best airports on Monday's March 6 show. While she didn't reference the list she was referring to, the host stated that the authors clearly made an error when they excluded the Vancouver airport from the list. Airports Council International, ACQ, published the results of its annual ASQ awards earlier that day, which rank airports around the world based on surveys passengers fill out when they are traveling through them. Close to 400 travelers in 95 countries fill out the Air Passenger Satisfaction Survey, and the results are published in the following categories: Best Airports by Size and Region, Best Airports at Arrivals Globally, Airport with the Most Dedicated Staff, Easiest Airport Journey, Most Enjoyable Airport, and Cleanest Airport. The only Canadian airport to appear in the rankings was the Fort McMurray International Airport, which was selected as the best airport in North America by size and region for under 2 million passengers, and is one of the three most enjoyable airports, as well as one of the three cleanest airports. YVR Airport was ranked the top airport in North America for a whopping 12 years running by the annual World Airport Awards by Skytrax, the International Air Transport Rating Organization. It was just bumped out of the top spot last year by Seattle-Tacoma International Airport, SEA, but the Vancouver Airport was included in the top three airports for Best Airport Staff Service in North America, which recognizes the friendliness and courtesy of workers, according to YVR. Vikings and Woo Assassin star Catherine Winnick discussed the local grouse grind on a Live with Kelly and Ryan show in May 2021. Ripa mentioned that she has also done the popular hike. Ryan Seacrest has revealed he's leaving Live with Kelly and Ryan this spring, saying he never expected to stay so long and thanking his co-host Kelly Ripa, who he jokingly called his work wife, with a file from the Canadian press.